That's music from the group Rachels. The theme of their album is modern urban life, but you won't find the usual police sirens or jackhammers. I spoke with Christian Fredrickson, who plays viola in the band. He says Rachels wanted to capture what it feels like to be in a city, and for him, it's not always a happy feeling.
I think it is easier to write sad music than happy music, and so maybe we haven't taken the challenge to write a whole bunch of happy music.
So is that how you view the city, in a sort of melancholic light?
In some ways, yeah. We also talked a lot about memory when we were talking about the ideas for this record. I think memory is a melancholic thing, and there's a tremendous amount of memory in cities, even just seeing where a building used to be that you used to go in when you were a kid, and now it's knocked down and there's a parking garage there, is kind of a melancholic event.
Do different cities have different feelings for you, or do you have this overwhelming feeling of sadness in every city you go to?
Oh, no. I should say that we're not a particularly melancholy bunch, but I do think that every city has its own character, and I always try and quantify that a little bit for myself. Just what makes Chicago, Chicago, and what makes Seattle, Seattle? What makes the city have its identity?
Your first song is called Moscow is in the Telephone.
Yes, that's a paraphrase of something that Marshall McLuhan said, talking about how now that telephones were becoming ubiquitous, when you pick up the phone to call someone in Moscow, then all of a sudden Moscow is in that telephone.
Now, this album is about emotions, mm-hmm. about how you feel when you're in a particular place. But all, I believe, except for one song, have no singing. How do you capture emotions without singing?
One of the things that we've heard over the years is that people who listen to our music tend to have deeper emotional responses in some ways because there aren't any words. And so there's no specific story so that they can take our music and use it for their own stories. We do have singing on this record. Our very good friend Shannon Wright came up and sang the song Last Things Last for us. And it was specifically something that we wanted to do for this record, to actually have a moment where the emotions did come into focus through words and singing.
That's really beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Really haunting.
Yeah.
And you also worked with the Louisville Orchestra?
Yeah. I teach viola at the University of Louisville, and a lot of the faculty members there are members of the Louisville Orchestra, so I have a lot of friends, and some of them are willing enough to spend a couple hours recording with us.
Because there are some pieces on your album that have a very sort of grand orchestral feel to them.
Mm-hmm. We've always tried to switch gears between records. So for this record, we just allowed ourselves to write for whatever combinations of instruments that we wanted, and then had to sweet talk the players into coming in to do it.
Would you consider yourself a rock band?
The band, yes. The whole of what Rachel's is a little bit wider than that. But I'm not sure in which direction. It's a lot of directions. We have a painter and filmmaker named Greg King who projects films while we play. And there are a number of other visual artists in the band. It just kind of spreads.
Christian Fredrickson is the violist for the band Rachels. Their new album is Systems Layers.